All right, continuing on with Father Longenecker now. In fact, my own first commitment to Christ was as a child of five. After church one Sunday night, I knelt by my bedside with my mother and told Jesus I was sorry for my sins and accepted him as my Lord. Okay. But as I grew older, I started to see the dark side of American fundamentalist Christianity. I noticed loudmouth, weeping, and sweating hustlers for the Lord on TV. I noticed the extramarital affairs of the pastors. I noticed the money-grubbing con men and the hypocritical, self-righteous, angry right-wingers. As I became more educated, I couldn't help noticing the bigotry and deliberate stupidity of many in that world. They were anti-intellectual on purpose. They excluded more people than they included and were prone to make little cult-like sects as of their churches and schools. They clung to young earth creationism and utter literalist fantasies about the Bible. Now, again, Father Longenecker, what do you mean literalist fantasy about the Bible and young earth creationism? Did it happen in Genesis, Father, or didn't it? With all respect, did it or did it not? This is dogma here, folks. Somebody can say, Mitter Church, they never declared the age of the earth. You're right. Okay, it's not dogmatic that the earth has been declared 7,000 years old. It is historical, but it is dogmatic that it was created. Literalist fantasy? What else is a literalist fantasy? There wasn't a flood? But then I went to Oxford to study to become an Anglican priest. See my conversation yesterday from... By the by, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury that converted? Was that Newman? I want to say that was Newman, but I was thinking about this morning, and I should know this, and I know Joseph Pierce wrote about him. But in my scurry, again, I borrowed an hour yesterday to do apologetics last night from today. And so today, I'm paying for it because I'm human and I have to sleep. And so I'm a little unprepared for some of this. I think it was Newman. I went to Oxford to study to become an Anglican priest. Well, there's your problem right there. Is it Advance Inc.? No, Lloyd, it's not. Well, there's your problem. Was it a Catholic seminary? No, Father. Lloyd, it wasn't. Well, there's your problem. And it was there that I met Billy Graham. He had been invited to Oxford to conduct a mission. And those of us who were theological students, as well as the clergy and theologians, were invited to a special meeting with him. John Henry Newman. Thank you, Mrs. Linscombe. Newman. Archbishop Newman. Thank you. He was surrounded by a group that was not exactly hostile, but certainly dubious, and he was the perfect Southern gentleman and charmed us all, okay? I don't remember his exact words, but it was something like, my friends, I come here feeling a bit like Paul preaching in Athens. He was surrounded by the greatest minds and philosophers of his day, and he stood up and presented the simple, life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. There's one difference, though, Reverend Graham. St. Paul was inside church established by Christ under that apostolic authority. There's no comparison. Now, Mitter Church, does that mean that people have to be? No, it doesn't. You hear this all the time. Well, you know, usually you won't hear St. Paul. You'll hear Paul or the Apostle Paul. Why not St. Paul? He is a saint. Yeah, but then I'd have to acknowledge the authority that gave him the name Saint. Oh, okay. Got it. So we're just going to call him Paul, you know, as in McCartney. I wonder if Paul of Tarsus had a bass. You know, that Paul of Tarsus could sing a real mean rendition if I saw her standing there, if you gave him the chance. Please puke. That's what I feel like, the Reverend Graham continued. Here you are as the greatest writers and thinkers of our age, and I'm just a poor country preacher. Nevertheless, it's my prayer that you will join me in witnessing to the love of Jesus Christ to this needy world. Okay, that's all good. Again, this isn't necessarily about the Reverend Graham per se, but if someone doesn't say this publicly, there's not going to be any dialogue about it, and this fake ecumenism just continues to boil and fester, and at the peril of God knows, heaven knows, I should say, how many tens of millions of souls. This stuff has been denounced. It hasn't been denounced loudly enough. But it needs to be denounced and renounced again. That was basically it. And who by the hardest of hearts could resist it, Father Longenecker says, of Billy Graham. During all his years, Billy Graham maintained complete integrity in his relationships. Okay? His finances and his witness. Now, this is Dr. Paul Lavin's. I had this yesterday from... This is the presumption, the I am a good person sin, Father. Presumption is a sin. Get my book, The English Reformation, and read Father Culkin's definition of and explanation of justification. Father Longenecker, you can't get there from where you're... No one can... Well, I shouldn't say no one, because God can do it for anyone. We shouldn't be teaching that you could get there. How about that? You shouldn't be teaching that you can get there from here. This is the danger of this. Somebody may say, hey, I don't have to do any of that other stuff. Father Longenecker says perfectly hunky-dory. All I got to do is practice the I am a good person gospel, and bam-o, I'm in.